Between the Covers, a series designed around who and what can be done and achieved by patients, planning and working in a community of like-minded, successful people. This podcast series is for anyone looking at becoming a successful published author and those looking to understand the mind of a writer and the goals of a publisher. Proudly sponsored by Shoreline Publishing. Welcome and enjoy.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me. My name is Bradley Shaw, and today on Between the Covers, I'm speaking with the talented and lovely Gillian Wells, who's the author of her latest book, Lost. Now, to give you a quick snapshot for those who aren't aware, Gillian is an English, new Australian resident, who has written multiple books, Alone, Consequences, and Inheritance, all of which have been nominated for substantial Australian awards and been very well reviewed. So I'd like you to welcome Gillian Wells. Hello, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you, Bradley. How are you?
I'm very good. And congratulations on the new book, Lost, which we're talking about today.
Yep. Yes, I'm quite excited about this one.
Good. And it's a great book too, another one in the series. Tell everyone listening just quickly what it's about, what they will expect when they get a copy.
It's about a young guy who his hobby is marathon running, and he overhears a conversation between his parents that knocks him. It gives him the horrors. So he literally runs away very impulsively, doesn't stop to think. Runs away, thinks that he'll go down to Victoria and find out what's happened with his estranged grandparents. And, of course, he runs that. He makes his way down to Victoria and opens a Pandora's box, which is not a very good thing to do because his mother had actually fled from her parents. They weren't particularly nice people. And his mother goes looking for him. And there's horses involved because they did run a stud farm, but that's all gone to pot, really. And horses, in the end, help Zed find his sanity again because he has some really horrible things happen to him. So, yeah.
Wow, that's an incredible story.
It's a bit of a dark story.
I mean, I like the fact that animals, horses in particular, they are used for treatment of people under conditions and people under stress, and they are a beautiful animal. So I can empathise that must have been, interesting to write about and to use that metaphor in it.
It was.
So as I ask normally, like with your other books, of course, you've always got a very complex storyline. What was it about this story particularly that you wanted to write? Like, why the elements in this story?
Well, I got the inspiration for the book from watching a program on television, which was actually an English fly on the wall documentary about an elderly lady that lived with her disabled son, and she was going to the doctors and he wasn't well, so he didn't take her in his car, and she went on the bus, and whether she had some sort of mental illness or block, I don't know, but she got off the bus, and instead of going into the doctor's surgery, she walked, and she walked miles and miles and miles, and she walked right through the town where they were, and she was actually found dead a few days later in a field, and nobody knew why. But it was what interested me was the impact it had on her son and the greater family, and I just thought how awful that was for somebody to just disappear, just like a puff of smoke and just disappear. So that's what set me thinking, and the rest of it, just my quirky imagination.
Well, it's not quirky. It's very talented. It's very clever to put a story with so many intricacies. Now, most of your stories have all been really strongly character-driven. So was it important or difficult either way to pick your main character and then to give him all the dynamics needed in the story, and then, of course, create the family issues? What was the What was the elements for you in that development?
Well, I didn't find it hard. I imagined Zed, the main protagonist, and then I like to write about strong women, so I made his mum a nice strong person, and the actual prologue is yeah, that sort of is what kicks the whole story off in a way. And she is a strong woman. She has to put up with an awful lot from right through her life in a way. But she's happy with her husband, and she's got two girls as well as Zeb. So yes, I could just imagine them all.
And so it's her parents her parents in the story that mm-hmm. Zeb goes off to try to find.
Yes.
So again, they had a lot of dark elements and a lot of elements in their histories as well. So yeah, you had, I guess, that created a strong mother model, because she would have been conflicted by all that as well, but dealt with it differently to her son. It's very intriguing how you've intertwined these amazing characters and storylines. And so for the readers of this book, what are you hoping they'll enjoy more from having read previous books as well? But what do you hope they get out of this book that's going to be unique, that's, you know, new to you?
Well, I hope they like the complex storyline, because it is quite interwoven, as you said. And I hope they enjoy the horse element of it. Always gonna have a horse somewhere. I hope they relate to a bit to Connie, Zeb's mother, and sort of enjoy she goes out of her way to find her son. She's desperate to find him. And it starts off that the father, Zeb's father and mother, they obviously have this argument, but he is behaving oddly, and it turns out that's another element that it is revealed in the book. But people probably can't think what's the matter with him. But anyway, that's revealed quite early on.
Gosh. Well, tell me about, tell everyone listening as well, about your writing styles as such, because you write quite quickly. So your plots and your style, do you plan them out? Do you have this thing? How long does it take you to plan and put on paper the books that you think about?
I do it straight away.
Well, at least give us a bit of a timeline. I mean, maybe a month to write a book. I don't know. Gosh, if you could do it straight away, if you could pop, there's my book. I'll think of it. There it is.
Yeah, well, that's true, actually. I mean, as I'm writing, I'm thinking, and it all just evolves. I don't quite know how to put it any other way. Touch wood, I've never actually suffered from writer's block. It's all there. Sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night and think, or maybe I should do so-and-so and so-and-so, but that's it, really. It's just there.
And do you, I guess, you must find it amazing to absorb yourself as well while you're in that story. You're a part of it. You're the writer. You're narrating it. How do you find the experience of writing, like when you're actually writing?
Oh, I love it. It just takes me away from all my other it's just good, because it's like having two lives in a sense, the reality and the make-believe, and I enjoy the make-believe.
Well, thankfully it is make-believe. Gosh, could you imagine if these were real true stories? Gosh,
I know, it's really scary, isn't it?
But no, it's a wonderful book. You've done a wonderful job again adding to your collection. Now you also, I believe, have some books coming out next year. I think there's four or five in the calendar for 2023. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yes, there's quite a few, I think.
Wow. And so when you get an idea, you just sit down and you just write and and indulge yourself in it. That's brilliant. And for everybody listening, you have to get a hold of all of Gillian Wells's books, which are exceptional. The new one, Lost, is available in November. It'll be available everywhere great books are sold, where you can buy them. You can order them through your bookshops. You can grab them at the libraries and anywhere online. But yeah, please continue to support Gillian in her journey of her inspirational talent and great stories. So thank you, Gillian, for joining me today. It's been beautiful talking to you. And for everybody listening, please stay well, stay safe until the next broadcast of Between the Covers.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you.
No worries. Bye.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Between the Covers, produced by Shoreline Publishing.